Welcome. This is an audio version of the article What Makes a Creative Genius by Marina Winkler, which was published in December 2018 in the Medium publication Science of Minds. What makes a creative genius? Find out what distinguishes a creative genius from average people and how to train your ability to develop valuable ideas. Does this sound familiar to you? You are sitting in a brainstorming meeting or in front of a blank screen, and no ideas show up, not even a single one. Your head feels empty, and the long-awaited creative spark does not materialize. You may blame it on the too generously heated room or its daunting lack of oxygen, or on the fact that it's been too long since your last caffeine intake. Maybe it's just the usual lunchdown or your co-worker's annoying cynicism that keeps your brain from developing meaningful or notable ideas. At that moment, you might consider yourself the most uncreative person on this planet. You may be convinced that brilliant creative ideas only come to creative geniuses, like Plato, Da Vinci, Dante, Mozart, Shakespeare, Stravinsky, Dostoevsky, Einstein, Jung or Picasso. As if they were somehow magically kissed by a muse. Which mysterious ingredient enables a person to generate ideas that outlast not only their lifetime but centuries or even millennia of human civilization? Is it the playfulness of an above-average intelligence that is so bored with the projections of its own mind onto the outside world that it begins to deal with the fundamental questions of existence? The creation of something new is not accomplished by the intellect but by the play instinct. The creative mind plays with the objects it loves. Quote by Carl Gustav Jung. Is it something like an insatiable curiosity or a deep emotional connection, you might even call it love, towards the work one creates? Neither a lofty degree of intelligence nor imagination nor both together go to the making of genius. Love, 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 that is the soul of genius. Quote by Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart. Perhaps it is another way of thinking that creative geniuses are capable of, because of some altered dynamics of their neural networks in the brain, that may differ from those of ordinary people? As a human being, you were already placed in the cradle with the astonishing capacity for being creative. Without the ability to create something new and meaningful that offers a particular value, our species would, if anything, live in caves, hungry and naked. Humans would never have invented stone tools, housings, technologies, art, culture, science, or anything else because we would spend our time doing the same old things over and over again, as we've always done before. This does not mean that other species do not exhibit certain precursors to creativity. For example, New Caledonian crows can creatively combine objects to construct novel compound tools. However, there is no question that human innovation capacity has reached hitherto unknown heights. We make technology to leave our natural terrestrial habitat, fly millions of miles through space, and soon even build colonies on uninhabitable planets like Mars. We develop brain-computer interfaces that allow us to connect our organic bodies to technology, which enables us, among other things, to control machines with mere thoughts. We perform intricate physical experiments that give us insights into the very nature of the fundamental building blocks of reality. To raise new questions, new possibilities, to regard old problems from a new angle, requires creative imagination and marks real advance in science. Quote by Albert Einstein. No wonder philosophers and scientists have been fascinated, if not obsessed, for centuries with figuring out how people come up with brilliant ideas and why some people seem to have more of these ideas than others. This went so far that the brains of brilliant minds such as Galois, Gauss, Beethoven, Schumann, Vygotsky, Pavlov, Korsakov, von Helmholtz, Mendeleev, and Einstein were examined during their autopsies and often preserved after death. The main research aim was to determine if structural changes in their brains could possibly explain their extraordinary mental properties. While some of these brains, for example, Einstein's, showed notable peculiarities, the overall results of these postmortem studies were not meaningful with regard to finding a seat of creative genius in the brain. Today it is clear that any attempt to reduce creativity to the mere morphology of the brain inevitably encounters the problem of oversimplification. What we refer to as creativity should perhaps instead be called creativities, because we subsume under this term not a single mental process, but a collection of such. Let's take, for example, creativity as the ability for divergent thinking, which is the process of generating many, preferably original and unexpected, solutions to an open-ended problem. This ability is being upheld by a complex dynamic interplay of multiple functional networks in the brain, such as the default mode network and the executive control network. Recent neuroscientific research indicates that the capacity of people to come up with creative ideas can be predicted from the strength of functional connectivity within these networks. A creative person is better at simultaneously engaging these brain networks during tasks that require creative thinking. This is a result of the habit of creative people to extensively use their creativity, often even all day long, and thereby to strengthen the interplay of these neural networks in their brains. You can imagine creativity as a kind of muscle. The more you train it, the more creative you become. Creative thinking is not a mystical talent. It is a skill that can be practiced and nurtured. Quote by Edward de Bono. It is a common misconception that a creative genius sits simply down and develops a brilliant solution to an existing problem ex nihilo. Every brilliant idea is preceded by tons of non-functioning, inferior, useless, trivial, unfitting and non-implementable ideas. To find this one ingenious idea, you not only have to understand the problem thoroughly and be able to look at it from different angles, but also find higher principles of order in the information jumble to counteract the chaos with simplification. Invention, it must be humbly admitted, does not consist in creating out of void but out of chaos. Quote by Mary Wollstonecraft Shelley. This inevitably requires that one deals with the problem through hard thinking, as the most creative solutions to problems do not pop up right at the beginning of the idea-finding process. Because at first, your brain will be busy generating ideas of things that it already knows. Our brain is kind of lazy in the sense that it is very adept at finding shortcuts. Why should it invent something new when it can simply dig out of memory an old solution that has worked for this kind of problem in the past? Thus, the first handful of solutions you can find for a specific problem are either things that are already in your memory or variations of it. If you give up after generating these dozen ideas, the solutions you develop might work, but they won't be very creative. Exercise 1, Alternative Uses. A typical task with which one can practice creativity, in the sense of divergent thinking, is the alternative uses task. Think of an ordinary object that you use in your daily life, such as a toothbrush, a chair, a pen, a scarf, or a cup. Now try to find as many unconventional uses of this object as possible and write them down as a numbered list. The crazier, the better. Sometimes it may feel like you have to overcome internal resistance. Overcoming this resistance is an essential part of the creative process. The important thing is that you do not stop too early. The really creative ideas only begin to appear after about 80 ideas. Exercise 2, Incomplete Picture. Another exercise you could try is a version of the incomplete figure task that is often used in research. In the written version of this article are four incomplete drawings, consisting of nothing more than a few lines. Print them out or copy them and complete them. Find creative solutions to turn each into a meaningful picture. It can be an animal, a face, an object, a house, a scene from everyday life, or a section of a close-up image. Whatever you want, your creativity knows no bounds. View it as a puzzle and take your time thinking about it. The more extraordinary and unconventional your solution is, the better. Try also to come up with multiple different solutions for the same drawing. If you wish, share your most creative solutions to both tasks in the comments below the written version of this article, as text or as a URL link to your image, uploaded to Instagram or Pinterest, for example, so that other readers can look at some excellent cases. This is the end of the audio version of the article. Thank you very much for listening. If you liked this article, you can find more resources on the author's website. Visit the URL marinawinkler.com, and you can also subscribe to the Science of Minds publication on Medium.